Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Success Story Saturday, May 5th, 2018. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. And today, of course, is the Kentucky Derby Day, the Run for the Roses, which it's a little after 5 o'clock here in sunny Arizona, so I assume that it's after 8 o'clock on the East Coast in Kentucky. Not quite on the East Coast, but Kentucky. And I would assume that the race has already been run. And there's a winner of the Kentucky Derby, one horse with a chance to win the Triple Crown. But today being Success Story Saturday, first Rhino of the day, of course, Kentucky Derby is famous for a bunch of traditions, and one is that you wear your outrageous hat, your Kentucky Derby bonnet, as it is. The women wear these outrageously expensive and fancy hats, so I am wearing mine, my outrageously and not expensive Rhino hat. Not to mention that it is the color red in honor of the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. And today's Success Story Saturday is about the one and only Penny Chenery, who was the breeder and the owner of the greatest racehorse that ever lived, winner of the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes in 1973, Secretariat. Penny Chenery also owned the horse that won the 1972 Kentucky Derby the year before. Secretariat won the Triple Crown. That was Reaver Ridge. And Reaver Ridge just lost the Preakness that year out of the three Triple Crown races, won two out of the three. But the next year, her horse won the Triple Crown. So who was Penny Chenery? Well, her father, Christopher Chenery, was actually an entrepreneur who was working in the oil and gas industry in a utility company, and then he went off and started his own utility company, started a bunch of them, made a ton of money, and started a breeding horse farm. And so Penny, her whole life, grew up around horses. Maybe you saw it in the movie Secretariat. She was played by Diane Lane, and she loved horses her whole life, and her father became deathly ill, or what would be deathly ill, few years before his death in 1968, went in the hospital and could not function pretty much to run the place. So all the brothers and sisters, the children of Christopher Chenery, their plan was, hey, then we got to sell the horse farm to somebody who will run this thing. And Penny said, you know what? I'm going to take a shot at running this thing. She had never owned a business before. She actually had gone to school and gone onto Morse, the graduate school, the business school. But that's where she met her future husband, and she never got a job or started a business. She was a housewife and brought up four kids. But when that opportunity came along, she said, you know what, hang on, don't sell this thing. I'm going to take a stab at being an entrepreneur and running this horse farm. And one of the first things she did was breed one of her horses to one of the greatest racehorses of all time, Bold Ruler. Another Triple Crown winner, and that produced Secretariat. And Secretariat won the Horse of the Year award in 72, even though Penny's other horse, Reaver Ridge, won two legs of the Triple Crown, and then, of course, Secretariat won the Triple Crown the next year as a three-year-old. And why she did that, she says, is because her father always wanted to win the Kentucky Derby, and he never had. And so, sure enough, within just a few years of taking over that business, and just less than a year before her father passed away, less than 2 years at Reaver Ridge, but then winning the Triple Crown with Secretariat, no doubt bringing much joy in the final days of her father's life. And then she went on to continue tremendous success in the industry and break all kinds of glass ceilings and barriers. Gunnar Munson is here. Great seeing you. Chad Powers, Chris Bell, great seeing everybody on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And so she was the first woman member allowed into the Jockey Club. She was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the NHRA, the National Horse Racing Association, at the horse track that was down the street where I lived in the Chicagoland area. My beautiful wife, Michelle, and I owned a home in Inverness, Illinois. And right down the street, right down Euclid Ave, about 3 miles away, we would go there once in a while, you know, for a Mother's Day brunch, or we'd always go there for the 4th of July fireworks. They had a great show. But this Arlington Park racetrack, this thoroughbred racetrack in the Chicagoland area, just right down the block from our home, has an award they give every year to the number one. It's called the Penny Chenery Award. They give it to the number one woman in all the racing in honor of Penny Chenery. So successful in the only business she ever ran, taking it over for her father, which, by the way, when her father got ill, the place was going really downhill and started losing money, and they really were going to just sell it and get rid of it. And she turned it around, got the right team of breeders and behind-the-scenes people and the legal team and the accounting team. And, you know, that's what a successful entrepreneur does, put the team into place and guided and directed that stable to produce two Hall of Fame horses 2 years in a row, Reaver Ridge and Secretariat, and forever. Then she started a foundation, as many top entrepreneurs do when they want to move from, as they say, from success to significance. Once all of the gathering and the gaining and the getting of the things and the money and the possessions and all that is done, then the successful entrepreneur says, what about my legacy? And she started a foundation that helps horses when they are no longer able to race, takes care of them. And she still was very active and did all kinds of things right up until her death only about 7.5 months ago. She passed away at the age of 95. So that is it for today on Kentucky Derby Day. We honor Success Story Saturday for Penny Chenery, breeder and owner of the greatest racehorse ever, Secretariat. And a very cool movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Especially if you like those kind of stories of a champion. Even though the champion was a horse, there were a lot of people behind it. And George Castle Jr. is here. Great seeing you, Jr. So that's it for Success Story Saturday. Thanks, everyone, being here live, watching on the replay. I doff my cap to you, and I will check in tomorrow, as I always do, just to say hello on Sunday Funday, and I'll be back with the business type of stuff on Monday, where I dip into my mailbox and teach some business marketing and advertising lessons based on what arrives in my mail on what I call Direct Mail Monday. Hello, Joe. Thanks for being here. Over and out. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.